Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Brian, you got some breaking news you shared with me.
It is unconfirmed.
No, I got Jay Weber, right-wing talk radio host, is confirming it on my side.
So okay.
I searched it real quick in that last commercial break. We feel confident
going forward with this?
I feel confident breaking it on these airwaves right now.
All right. I'd like to announce it, everybody. The Republican candidate for governor running in the primary that is guaranteed to lose in the primary now is Tim Michaels, because he just got Donald Trump's endorsement.
Hey, I don't know if it's guaranteed. I feel like it's
now
more
it
like
is.
A 50,
now it is.
It's every a 50, time 50 he ta- every, no, it's a 50-50 toss up for a lot of those Trump endorsements coming through already this cycle.
Listen, he's a DH at best.
Hey, if Dr. Oz pulls it out in Pennsylvania, I think that helps improve Trump's endorsement rate.
Yeah, but that's more on the Dr. Oz exposure than the Trump exposure, I gotta say.
Yeah, but that's the whole reason that Trump got elected, because he spent so much time on television as well.
Can we all talk about how people are like, that guy's on TV, I trust him? You know who I think that? I think The Rock should be the president.
I think that, I can't think of his name right now. Who does Family Feud?
Steve Harvey?
Yeah, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey would make a great president.
Dude, I met him. I did a promo for his thing, and the whole thing was a bunch of cuts of him going around Chicago making people laugh and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just like one of those, like, you look at him and just break out laughing.
Just chuckle, yeah.
And for whatever reason, they put me in a suit outside in like 90 degree weather.
Ouch.
And I was sweating.
Oh no.
But the director was like, no, go with that. And so Steve Harvey just sat next to me and then dabbed my face with my own tie, and then I started laughing. That was part of the bit.
Well, right wing talk radio is confirming it, Brian. You saw it first.
Steve Harvey has backed Tim Michaels.
Donald Trump has backed Tim Michaels in the Republican gubernatorial race here in the state of Wisconsin. Man, is that a blow for the Clayfish Walker wing of the party? Then.
Did he even go down there? Because I know that Clayfish made the pilgrimage.
I don't know. Maybe
to Mecca, the religious pilgrimage down.
Maybe when Trump was last in New York, he rendezvoused with Tim in Connecticut, and then they met out there where they both have residences. Because it was easier. It was more convenient than, you know, Trump coming up to Wisconsin or Tim.
Yeah,
going
well, Tim
all
Michaels
the way down
being
to
in
Florida.
Connecticut. He's shaved now. I think maybe now that he's shaved, he's because his new ad, he's shaved. They listen to me. They listen to me.
You talk about the sideburns, and the sideburns disappeared.
Because dude's now. See, but now he's in the.
Now he's gonna not know.
He found an empty parking lot that's been overgrown, and because again, being the construction guy he is, he has access to pretty much a lot of empty parking lots that have been overgrown that have to be developed. Because good job. But he found one in Milwaukee. Oh no. So crazy that they're in Milwaukee. It's so very hard. Okay, and he's walking around, but he's got a suit, and he's shaving now. And maybe that's what drove Trump over the top. Or I like him. He likes me, but he didn't come and grovel before me, and I have to talk to them. I don't like
that. So Tim Michaels, the candidate that is a recent poll showed he was almost in a statistical tie with the former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
Used to work on her campaign. Was a consultant.
Left the campaign. Ran himself just recently, last one to get
grew
in the race.
Sideburns like immense, ridiculous, like bigger than like when I have like look I grew sideburns like almost lightning bolt type of things
right
on the side, but like, you know, I kept them kind of flatter and trim. He grew them out big like mutton chops, man. I'm talking like, you know, presidential, like 1800s presidential mutton chops type of stuff. And they were like gray and whatever. And he was driving around with his shirt unbuttoned in the driver's seat. And then I made fun of him for it. And then, you know, he gets a suit and is now in an empty parking lot.
And he has the endorsement of the former president.
And he's now clean shaven.
And again. Brian, this is just a little fascinating to me. Do you think Walker's really upset that he couldn't use all the groveling that Walker had done, you know, over the past 5 years to the former president to get his candidate the endorsement in this contest?
I think it's really funny how quickly Walker has faded and faded and faded. And nobody's like, yo, I missed that guy. Oh,
No, he's just going and stoking those culture wars on college campuses because that's what he's getting paid to do now.
You know what? At least he was good at doing that. At least he tried to, like, at least he cared about his art, unlike Gableman. That's all I have to say.
So, folks, that is the breaking news. This afternoon, Trump is endorsing Tim Michaels in the Wisconsin Republican gubernatorial primary.
Yeah, I guess that's what also bothered me mostly about Trump. Because, again, all right, you're going to BS the whole thing and you're saying blah, 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 but you're doing the X, Y, and Z over here. But at least care enough to try on that end. You're not doing anything else. Just go at least care enough to try and make it entertaining. I mean, don't steal your stuff from Sicario 2. Anyway, other news today. I want to bring up Melissa Agard.
Yeah, Senator Agard.
Yeah, she had a press conference today and also a press release. I'm going to read a little bit from there. And this is about it's called Legislative Democrats Call for Action on Gun Safety Reforms. How many more mass shootings will our country witness before Republican lawmakers have the courage to do what's right? A million of them. That's me. Every 2 years, legislators are tasked with taking the pressing issues facing our state and nation. To do nothing while 19 families in Uvalde grieve the murder of 19 young children is a dereliction of duty. To do nothing after a white supremacist targeted black individuals at a grocery store in Buffalo is ignoring the pervasive racism and violence that runs through our country. People across our country are working to process and cope with these atrocities.
Yeah, and picking up from where you left off in the Melissa Agard piece, Brian.
We cannot stand idly by.
Offering only thoughts and prayers when we need immediate action. Let me be clear. We are the one bad day away from this happening here in Wisconsin. We simply cannot paralyze ourselves in partisanship any longer. When parents are being asked to give DNA samples to help identify their children who were mutilated by bullets from an AR-15. Today, my Democratic colleagues and I are calling on the leaders of the state Senate and state assembly to join us in working to pass common sense gun safety measures like universal background checks on all firearm purchases and extreme risk protection orders. She goes on and calls for more action, Brian, but it's going to be, unfortunately, falling on deaf ears in my fear.
And the worst part is she had to amend what she had to say in her remarks today because another shooting happened.
Yeah, the Oklahoma hospital shooting occurred yesterday, and the senator had to amend, state senator had to amend her remarks to account for that shooting as well.
Just so you know, we're classifying shootings, and we always go, what shooting? And it's always interesting when people have that in your head.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.
What kind of shooting would Jesus like, huh?